Finally this evening, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone has sent a message to the 58th edition of the Italian National Liturgical Week, currently underway in Spoleto, southern Italy. In his message, the Cardinal reflects on the theme of the encounter, Celebrating in the City of Men, which focuses on an active participation in liturgical celebrations. Citing the apostolic exhortation Sacramentum Caritatis, the Cardinal notes that only a deep Eucharistic spirituality is capable of leaving its mark on the fabric of society. An active participation in the Mass makes the faithful more aware of their vocation to responsible citizenship. Cardinal Bertone is in Peru for celebrations marking the National Eucharistic Congress, at the end of which the nation will be considered consecrated to the Virgin Mary. He has also been visiting areas worst affected by the recent fatal earthquake. Eamon McCarthy has more.
The 9th National Eucharistic Congress opened August 25th with the dedication of a new cathedral in Chimbote to Our Lady of Mount Carmel and St. Peter, Apostle. Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone described the event as a great moment of unity of the Peruvian people around the Eucharist. He said tens of thousands of men, women and children crowded the cathedral, built with the bare hands of hundreds of volunteers from the Andes region and directed by Don Hugo de Cenci. A chorus of 1,200 boys and girls sang the Missa de Angelis and hymns in the Quechua dialect. The Cardinal noted how the Peruvian people are young and custody a dynamic faith. Speaking to them, he reiterated the importance that the Peruvian church remain a missionary church, propelled by a love for Christ and his message of charity and social solidarity. During his stay, the Cardinal also visited the areas recently devastated by a massive earthquake, Ica and Pisco, where over 500 people died and hundreds of thousands were left homeless. He described how these people were deeply tried but faced their plight with great dignity. In Pisco, the Secretary of State recounts that he travelled levelled streets where over 90% of the homes have been destroyed. There, he said, the families gathered around him in an expression of affection and gratitude for the help and support of the church and its pastor, Pope Benedict XVI. The Cardinal visited the local parish church, St. Clemente, in Pisco, reduced to rubble by the quake, burying over 150 people. There he urged residents not to give up hope and to remember that God is present, even in the midst of tragedy. And there, on the express wish of the Holy Father, he placed a set of rosary beads in the hands of the statue of Our Lady. The situation there is difficult. These people are still in need of our help, continued the Cardinal. He described how he visited a shelter housing 700 people left homeless by the quake, where he was greeted by a crowd of children who ran up to embrace him, asking him to bring their kisses to the Pope. There is pain and there is destruction, concluded the Cardinal, but there is also hope and a new force of moral reconstruction and material reconstruction in Peru. I'm Eamon McCarthy.